the policy behind the bottom 5% developed in Massachusetts, arguably, well, which is our state's leading public education system, was that it's a simple mathematics. We've talked a lot about mathematics today. If you want to move the mean of a distribution to the right, you cut off the bottom. And as soon as you cut off the bottom, you move the mean to the right. And if you do that every year, you have an improving system. And so this pioneering education policy from Massachusetts became federal law through ESSA. And their whole sense is not in a way to penalize or anything. They're like, look, if the bottom 5% of our schools are 75% proficient, awesome, yet they're still the bottom 5%. And that means we should be looking at those schools and intervening in them to move them forward. And that's how we have an education system that learns and improves constantly. Ironically, an education system that learns and improves constantly. And that is the theory and the simple mathematics behind the bottom 5%.